Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, July 13th. According to a new report, Gunnison Energy's proposed 35-well drilling project in the North Fork Valley might possibly cost Delta County money rather than earn it. Citizens for a Healthy Community, an activist group headquartered in Paonia, issued the report. Andrew Forks Gudmundson, an attorney who was associate program director for CHC, wrote the report. KVNF News spoke with Natasha Leger, interim executive director of CHC. She talked about why the group decided to compile the report.
So we decided to move forward with this economic report on the North Fork Valley for a couple of reasons. One is that many residents have been writing comments to the BLM on proposed oil and gas development projects and talking about how important the North Fork Valley agritourism, recreation, arts economy is. Yet we didn't really have any hard numbers behind that because an economic report had never been done on the North Fork Valley before. So one is we wanted to address that issue. Secondly, when it comes to oil and gas development proposals, and when we read comments from the county, we realized that it didn't appear that a cost-benefit analysis was being conducted. We didn't see any evidence of that, and to my knowledge, to our knowledge, that had never been conducted before. So we realized that there was some gap in some economic information on the North Fork Valley that really needed to be filled.
The report says that Delta County would suffer a net economic loss after all foreseeable costs are subtracted from estimated property and severance tax revenues. The proposed drilling operation would have 32 wells on Gunnison County land, with 3 wells in Delta County.
What the report found is that those 3 wells would generate somewhere between $307,000 to $367,000 per year to Delta County. And that's just from that project. And as you mentioned, the majority of the wells would be in Gunnison County. So there would be costs associated to that Delta County would have to incur, even though it would be earning revenue off of that very small number of wells. And then the next thing that we did in the report is that we looked at what impact that could potentially have on other revenues to Delta County that originate out of the North Fork Valley. So looking at property taxes, sales taxes, and we found that there would be a net negative impact to Delta County from that proposed project based on some other research that we did that looked at the impact that oil and gas development has on real estate values as a result of groundwater contamination that's associated with oil and gas development, and also research demonstrating that national park visitation drops when oil and gas development is near national parks.
While the next step for CHC is to present the report to the Delta County Commissioners at their next meeting, Leger said she hopes that the report will serve as a resource for multiple groups and agencies that are part of the ongoing debate about water and public lands in the North Fork Valley.
And I'd like to say, you know, this report was really a first step in understanding the value of the North Fork Valley and also the value of the North Fork Valley to the county. In some respects, the report underestimates the impact because we only looked at residential and agricultural property taxes. We did not look at commercial property or vacant lands because we didn't have research to indicate what impact oil and gas development would have on those two. And then also on recreation, we only looked at hunting, wildlife, and fishing, because that was all the data that was available to us. So there are other aspects of recreation that contribute, and those include hiking, mountain biking, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling. So the data on being able to quantify how that impacts the North Fork Valley economically and corresponds to Delta County taxes wasn't available. So as I mentioned, we really see this as a first step, and we think it's an opportunity not only for the county, but also for other organizations to do some of that additional research so we can have a more complete picture.
AARP Colorado led a march to U.S. Senator Cory Gardner's Denver office to deliver more than 5,200 petitions. More than 80% of Coloradans age 50 and older oppose cuts to Medicaid. Eric Galatis filed this story.
With the U.S. Senate back at work this week on a plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, advocates for older Coloradans are set to deliver more than 5,200 petitions to Senator Cory Gardner's office in Denver today, urging him to oppose the Better Care Reconciliation Act. Bob Murphy with AARP Colorado believes both the House and Senate health proposals would be bad for Colorado and the nation.
These bills would provide tens of billions of dollars in tax breaks for drug and insurance companies and really not do anything to make America healthier or do anything to address some of the key drivers in healthcare cost increases, like, for example, the price of prescription drugs.
The petition drive is part of a national effort by AARP and other groups to block the Senate's health proposal that, according to Congressional Budget Office estimates, would result in 22 million Americans losing coverage. The bill's proponents argue that the ACA is imploding, and a spokesperson for Senator Gardner told Colorado Politics that legislation is necessary to bring relief to Coloradans. Senator Michael Bennett opposes the measure. Murphy notes more people have made calls through AARP phone lines to Senator Gardner's office in opposition to the plan than to any other senator in the country. Murphy believes there's a widespread perception that elected representatives are out of touch and inaccessible even when they're back in their districts.
I think that leads to this sort of growing level of frustration and why so many people have signed this petition. I mean, the only states in the country where people signed more petitions were states like New York, California, Texas, and Pennsylvania that have a lot more population than we do.
He points to a recent poll of Coloradans across the political spectrum, age 50 and older, on some of the bill's more controversial proposals. He says over 90% are against increasing insurance costs based on age, and over 80% oppose cuts to Medicaid, charging more to people with pre-existing conditions, and tax breaks for insurance and drug companies. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.